Shut up and sit down.
It's Saturday night in Fremont. It's time for the Seattle After Party! With us this week, it is father and son duo Next Generation Gab! Denny and Carter Atkin, yes. And we have, for the first time in a long time, a contestant for the match game. It's Sky!
Go Sky!
Thank you! Yes.
And I am Daryl. Really quickly, remind us of who you are, Denny and Carter.
I'm Carter. This is my dad, Denny. We do improv. It's pretty cool. We've been performing together for 4 years. Doing
such a teenager. Yeah, we do something.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's no big deal. We've been performing for 4 years and doing our own personal duo for about 1.5 now.
Yep.
That's cool. So we've been performing in places all around Seattle, and we just got done doing a festival in San Francisco, which that was our first festival, and it was a blast. And we've just been killing it since, 2011?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, great. It's killing it since 2011. And the last time we saw you was in March of 2016.
Sheesh.
Episode number 53, which brings me to another point. This is our first episode in our race to 100. This is going to be episode 92.
Woo!
We're also coming upon our third year anniversary, and I'm going to try my hardest to have those match up on the same date.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we'll try and have more episodes than we've had in a ever, really, because we're going to have to double up on some weeks. Let's get started really quickly. Before we get started, I just want to thank all of our listeners, but I'd especially like to thank Drew Simchick, Danielle Bortone-Holt, Umberto Lenzi, and Shane Coyne and Dew for supporting my podcasting habit via Patreon.com.
Yay! Yay! Go those guys!
Yes, Patreon.com/DarylDucharme. Okay, so we're going to jump right in to the match game. And the first round of the match game, are you all ready?
I am.
Born ready.
Sky's ready? All right, here we go. First sentence. Leland the Tailor only used the finest materials in his suits. Lately, he decided to go crazy and make suits out of blank. Leland the Tailor only used the finest materials in his suits. Lately, he decided to go crazy and make suits out of blank. Now, you might find yourself going a little bit crazy because you're like, wow, I just found this great podcast. How can I make sure to be more connected? Well, the easiest way is to follow us on all the social medias. Twitter, @AfterPartyHosts. Facebook, Seattle After Party. Just look it up. Instagram, Seattle After Party, all one word. Or just go to our website, SeattleAfterParty.com. And that is what you will have to do. So, are we all ready?
Ready.
Ready. So before we get going, I have to remind myself how to do this. Sky, what do you have? The sentence was, Leland the Tailor only used the finest materials in his suits. Lately, he decided to go crazy and make suits out of...
Well, since this is a family affair, I went with the Carter family, the Atkins family DNA.
The Atkin family DNA. We're gonna get to it. This is, Carter, just his family.
Just my family, personally.
Hey, I thought you meant like June Carter Cash's family.
The Atkins family DNA.
Well, you guys did you did have the bit about Jimmy Carter, so
yeah.
Okay. Well, Carter, since it's your DNA on the chopping block here, let's see, what did you say the suits were made out of?
You know, I just realized that mine's like kind of dark. My bad, in advance. I said skin.
Skin. Oh. It could be any type of skin, too. It's not necessarily human. It could be, I mean, people wear leather. That's
true.
Skin, you know.
Yeah. So, of cows.
Yes, exactly. And Denny.
Self-identifying as the nerd in the group, I said quantum string theory string.
Oh, quantum string theory string. So, yes.
Oh, Denny.
Yes, that's interesting. It's some sort of dimensional jacket you're wearing there. Okay, and I said hopes and dreams.
Aww.
Yeah, I'm going for the cute factor tonight. Hoping to give Sky, you can now see the three of us, we're going to have a dark answer, a nerdy answer, and the cute, fancy answer. So there there you have it. Still, so that with that first one, there's no points on the board. So we're going to go with the second sentence. Are you all ready again?
We're ready.
Oh! Yes, my marker's dead.
Your marker's dead. Oh, geez. Let me get a box of markers here.
Oh, how handy.
Make sure it's not a permanent marker. there are permanent markers there. So make sure it says something to the effect of dry erase marker.
I'll take that one. It's blue.
Oh. Well, today was nice. I'm a big fan of Seattle weather, and it's been so hot for a long time. So I thought, it's beginning to look like fall in Seattle. This means locals will have to put away their blank. It's beginning to look like fall in Seattle. This means locals will have to put away their blank. If you've got some money put away and it's burning a hole in your pocket, you should visit me at patreon.com/DarylDucharme and give me a few bucks every month to help me make this and other podcasts. It would really help out. And if you want right now, I've got a special going on where I want to really highlight the people who are my earliest patrons. So I have a special 20 spots only for people who want to get their names said on all my podcasts every time. Only $5 a month, and I will thank you loudly on this. So that's what's going on. If you've got something burning a hole in your pocket, that's patreon.com/DarylDucharme, DarylDucharme. Sky.
I wrote the Seattleite, they had to put away their depression because the sun makes Seattleites depressed.
The sun
that's
makes
why they live
Seattleites
in Seattle.
Depressed. All right. So that's true. Denny, let's go with you first.
So being a transplant to Seattle from Vermont most recently, I haven't completely learned how to think like a satellite. So I said, as we head into fall and seasonal affective disorder kicks back in, they will have to put away their joy.
They put away their joy. So it's like you guys had two different sides of the same equation. All right. So Carter... what would you say the Seattleites have to put away?
I said that they had to put away their hipster Harry Potter-esque circular sunglasses.
Hipster Harry Potter-esque circular sunglasses. I'm gonna say right away that was a really long one.
Mm-hmm. Hipster
and,
sunglasses.
The chances
works.
For matching that are very low. But if we had matched on that, I would have been really happy. I actually said sunscreen. Because I was just being pragmatic.
Right. Mm.
It's time to put it away, finally. And leave it in your cabinet so it can just sit there, get dust on it for a long time. And then you'll buy a new one next year because you didn't realize you had some from last year because it's been so long since you've seen the sun. That's how it goes here. Say anything that has to do with the sun usually tends to be lost. I think there's like something that... people in Seattle buy more sunglasses than people in like LA because people in LA use them every day so they don't lose them. In Seattle, we're like, oh, I need it today. And then you don't need it. And then you lose it. And you're like, I need sunglasses again. So you find that.
And we'll have a drawer in our kitchen full of sunscreen and sunglasses.
Yeah, exactly. And we forget where we put it. So we just remember it. It's like the junk drawer where stuff goes at the end of the summer. And you're like, oh, I had some all along. All right. Oh, with that said, let's move on to the last of our normal round of match game. You're going to have a chance in the lightning round.
Thank you.
If you can't score points on the normal round. The normal round is actually really hard anyways because it's full sentences. We make it simpler because we understand we don't have fancy hosts like Gene Rayburn. So what we've got is the last of the normal round has a tradition here where the last one has to do something with our guests. So,
Ooh. Yes,
exactly. So with this one, it's, I had said, Denny and Carter are back to their antics on stage, but off stage, they still won't blank. Denny and Carter are back to their antics on stage, but off stage, they still won't Is there something that's holding you back? Something you won't do? Well, what you should do is you should go to CSZSeattle.com and sign up for a class, because then you won't be held back by anything. Because improv makes it easy to go with your ideas, to trust other people's ideas, and just have fun. So make sure, if there's something that you won't do, but you think you should, take an improv class. That should be the first thing on your list from CSZSeattle.com. Ha-ha! It looks like there's some agreement up here between between the Atkin folk. What do we got here, Sky? I'll read it again. Denny and Carter are back to their antics on stage, but off stage they still won't.
Well, wear matching outfits no matter how much their fans beg them to.
Wear matching outfits no matter how much their fans demand it. You say.
Demand it.
But beg them to.
Demand.
I will accept either if it matches. Once again, that's a really long answer. Always more difficult. But let's see what we got. Let's go with, I'm going to start with you, Carter. So what did you say?
I said off stage, they still won't speak to each other.
Oh, speak to each other. That's really, yeah, that's, I'm sure there's a parenting book out there that says that's the right way to do it. But Denny, what did you say?
Well, you know, as Carter heads into his teen years, I have to look for opportunities like podcasts to communicate with him, because I also said speak.
Speak. Yes. Oh, you had a chance to earn some points.
That would have been a double.
Sky.
Yes. I said hug it out. Just hug it out, you know? But it sounds like maybe they do hug it out. They just won't talk about it. So there we go. That's the end of the normal round. So now we move into the lightning round. Woo!
There's lasers everywhere.
Yeah. Well, that was lightning. That was the thunder.
There's lightning lasers everywhere.
Yeah, lightning lasers everywhere. Okay, and this is simpler. This is even simpler, Sky. I've got one word and one blank. I will say the one word and the blank, and you just fill in the blank at the right side of that word. Now, it doesn't have to be just a one word fill in the blank, but as you can see, the more complex the answer, the tougher it is to match.
Gotcha.
So,
copy.
Just trying to get you some points here, Sky.
I need points.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go. Lightning round. And this whole lightning round has a theme. I'll see if you guys can pick up on the theme after we're done. So, the first one is water blank. Water blank. Yes. Things to think about with water and what it makes you think of. I don't know about much other than water is something that Bruce Lee said you should be like. And if you are like water, you are flexible and you fit into whatever thing you have. And one of those things you might be is somebody who listens to a podcast and thinks, I should review it. I should rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or wherever I listen to my podcasts. I would appreciate that if you did that. So be like water and rate and review this podcast for me. That would be great. Okay, Sky, we have water blank.
First thing that came to mind, Water World.
Water World. All right, she's in the movies right now. I will go first. I was just thinking fun and playfulness, and I said water slide. All right.
So we were actually just at Universal Studios a couple of weeks ago, and we saw the big Water World show.
Oh, that was
amazing. Yeah.
And so I said water polo.
Oh, got him.
What a tease.
It was a great show, though.
Yeah.
The airplane, all that stuff was way cool. Anyways, Carter.
Sky. I said water bottle.
No matches still. Looking right in our face. Okay, so let's go into the lightning round. It's lightning round, so we'll pretend like it's going to go quick. It may not, but this one has the blank at the beginning, and it's blank earth. Blank earth.
I'm feeling good about this one.
Yes, I'm feeling good about it too. And you might think, where on earth can I send my comments, questions, and maybe my own match game sentences to the show? Well, I'll tell you where you can send that. You can send it to fanmail@seattleafterparty.com. Fanmail@SeattleAfterParty.com is where I get all your email, and I will parse it and get it to the right person, which may or may not be me. So just send that to fanmail@SeattleAfterParty.com, and you can do that. All right, Sky, once again, Blank Earth, what did you say?
Middle Earth!
Middle Earth! All right, we're Middle Earth in it. I said, where on? Because I was actually saying where on, so I thought about that. And I try my darndest when I do my advertisements not to do something that could fit right into it, but I kind of stumbled into that. But obviously it didn't work for her. So, Denny, what have we got?
Alas, I said Planet Earth.
Oh, oh goodness.
After self-identifying as the nerd,
exactly.
I also said Planet Earth.
Whoa, there's a match on stage, though, which means you get 8,000 nonsense giraffe points, which don't do anything.
Thank you.
Their only value is in exchange one-to-one for other nonsense giraffe points.
Oh, cool.
Yes. Okay. Well, we're coming down in the end. Okay, this you got this one? You got this one, Sky? You ready?
Yeah,
Don't be down, Sky.
Okay.
I got this one.
You're right.
All right.
I got this.
This one is Wind Blank. Wind Blank. You know, when I am talking, many people will say, I've got a lot of hot air and I create a lot of wind. And it's probably true. It's probably true. But do you find yourself having lots of problems with talking yourself? You know what you can do? You can look at CSZSeattle.com and find out about the classes we've got, or maybe even try and get them to come to your place of business and teach your whole team about how you can talk and easily to anybody and give presentations. We've got that here. Just check out CSZSeattle.com. Okay, Sky, we are at Wind Blank. Wind Blank.
Windmill.
Windmill. That makes sense. That makes sense. I said wind
power,
which, you know,
is generated by
windmills. This is true, but we don't go for connections. We go for precision. So here we go. Let's go with Carter first.
I simply just said wind blowing.
Wind blowing.
Connection.
I thought that was the easiest.
Yeah, obviously not. We've already had three different answers.
Sorry.
Yeah, I just said windmill.
Oh!
Sky got a point!
Sky gets a point.
I don't have to die now.
You don't have to die. That's the first point for Sky.
Did you have to die in the first place?
I thought that was the rules.
That was the rule. If you don't get any points.
It's a real life Hunger
you
game.
You might die.
Yeah, okay. Here we go. Another lightning round here. Blank fire. Blank fire. Fire burns. But you know what else burns? Jokes at people's expense. Those are burns. And if you want to get really good at being funny and joking around, once again, visit CSZSeattle.com and find out, how can I be funnier? It might not be as hard as you think. You might have it innate in you, and we're just going to unlock it. Like, we are the key to unlocking your power. So check out CSZSeattle.com. Sky, blank fire, blank fire.
It's a little rough because of the times we live in, but forest fire.
Oh, forest fire. Makes sense. It's in the mindset. It's where we are. Okay. What do you got, Carter?
I said house fire.
House fire. Ooh, it was a type of fire that a thing is burning. And there are house fires and a forest fire, but not a match. I'm sorry. Denny?
And unfortunately, I said gunfire.
Ooh. Gunfire. Totally not connected at all. So that's too bad. I just went with the musical reference, and I said earth, wind, and fire.
That's fun.
Clever.
Yeah, because I think that they're a good band.
It's almost like there was a hint with the previous clues there.
Possibly.
Do I sense a theme?
Maybe. Perhaps. Now, last of the lightning round. The last lightning round where you have a chance to go beyond just 1 point.
Okay.
Beyond just 1 point. All right, Sky, here we are. For all the marbles, electric blank. Electric blank. Oh, you know what's electric? The feeling I get when I hear from fans of the podcast. And there's two ways that you can let me know. You can go to our website and just fill out the contact form and I can find out about whatever you're thinking. Maybe you have a comment. Maybe you have your own match game sentence. Maybe you think that you should be on the show. Anyway, go to seattleafterparty.com and fill out our contact form. I said there's two ways. The other way is I'm sorry, they're making me laugh up here because I'm holding Sky hostage, keeping talking about stuff, and I could keep talking for a little bit longer so that Sky has to deal with waiting for her answer. But I am going to say that the other way you can do it is just to email us at fanmail@seattleafterparty.com. So, Sky.
Yes.
We've got electric
blankets.
Electric blankets. Makes sense. Okay. What have we got for a match over there? Carter, is it a match?
I said electric boogaloo.
Oh, electric boogaloo, which everybody knows is breaking two. Electric boogaloo.
Yep.
All right. Everybody says that's a better movie than the first. I disagree wholeheartedly, but that's just my opinion. Denny, what did you say?
I last went back to children's television and chose Electric Company.
I almost said Electric Company, but you know, I was already got music in my head, and I also said Electric Boogaloo.
Giraffe points.
All right, and that's the end of our match game.
Oh my gosh!
Our winner of the match game with 1 point is Sky.
I'm just so happy that I don't have to die.
Yes.
Thank you. Namaste.
You don't go home just empty-handed and alive. You will go home, and I will get it for you in just a moment, but you will go home with a free pass back to any CSZ Seattle show.
Woo! That's priceless.
Yes, especially if we significantly raise our prices. It could be worth as much as $1 million. If we made that how much the shows cost. They don't, by the way. Go visit our website for more information, which is CSZSeattle.com. Anyways, thank you, Sky, for playing with us. We are going to take a short break where I can get her prize and give everybody a chance to do whatever break things they need to do. And we will come back. Everybody at home, you will hopefully hear a short little music bit, and we'll be back.
The Seattle After Party is listener-sponsored, and the way you can sponsor us is to go to patreon.com/DarylBouchard. That's patreon.com/DarylBucharme, and become a patron today.
And we're back. Welcome back, all our listeners. We are here with Next Generation Gap's own Denny and Carter Atkin.
Sadly. Kidding.
Such a teenager.
I love it.
Okay, you guys were last on our show over like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And what's been going on since then with the Next Generation Gap?
Well, yeah, we were pretty new at it back then.
Yeah.
We had only been performing the Next Generation Gap for a couple of months. But since that time, we've done a number of local shows around the Seattle area. And then we just got back a couple of weeks ago from San Francisco, where we did our first improv festival. Ooh. The San Francisco Improv Festival.
That's a good name for an improv festival
it
in San Francisco.
Very straightforward.
So what was it like doing the first
improv festival. Have you obviously have been around the improv for a while, so yeah. Have you been to an improv festival before, whether performing or just watching?
Yeah. We go to SFIT here in Seattle every year, and the International Festival down at UP.
Those are always fun, so we thought, hey, let's try out. We probably, won't get in, but, it'll be a cool experience. It'll be, it'll just be a fun audition. And the funny thing about the audition process for San Francisco was around the same time we auditioned for the Portland Improv Festival. I forgot what that's called. I'm not going to throw shade at them because they're cool.
It's just called PIFF.
PIFF? Maybe it is PIFF.
Festival. It's actually the Stumptown Improv
Stumptown Festival. Stumptown Improv Festival.
That makes more sense. Yeah. I wouldn't want to call PIFF. PIFF.
Hey guys, let's go to PIFF. Sounds like a disease you'd get on your foot. Around the same time we auditioned for PIFF or the Stumptown. And we had already auditioned for San Francisco. We hadn't gotten anything back from San Francisco, so we assumed, it's probably not going to happen. We got an email from the Stumptown Improv Festival, or PIFF, that said, hey, we liked your thing, but we just don't have room right now. So we didn't get into that. About a week or two later, we got into the San Francisco Improv Festival. And it was just a large upgrade, and it kind of surprised us that Portland was like, nah, but San Francisco was like, yeah.
I mean, in Portland's defense, they get a lot of Seattle groups applying.
That's good.
We're going to take that as the reason they didn't choose us.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm fine.
And to a certain extent, that is a thing. I'm sure when you're putting together an improv festival, you want to make it as big and worldly and people from as far away as you can and can afford to and all this stuff. So tell me about that experience of what it's like going to an improv festival for the first time, and especially as a teenager.
I thought it was pretty crazy. I really enjoyed the experience. The first night we got there, we were walking, and it's by a main road in San Francisco.
In the Tenderloin.
Yeah. So the street is crowded with people yelling. We walked past three drug deals just going to the theater.
And there were a lot of unfortunate life circumstances.
Yeah.
I find when I lived in the Bay Area, just driving into San Francisco is an unfortunate life choice.
Yeah.
Mostly because you should not drive there. You should take one of the other methods of getting to San Francisco.
Yeah.
This was a method I learned the hard way, and I missed out on it.
Well, there's only 7 parking spots in San Francisco.
Yeah. And they're all spoken for.
Yeah.
We got harassed by a homeless guy. It was cool. We kept walking. We got to the theater. I got in. The bouncer was cool. He was a big dude, dealing with people outside. I hope he gets paid a decent amount of money, because throughout the night, every time we would look out there, he was just being yelled at just by, people on the street. And I feel like it might be kind of a different experience than it would be if I was an older improviser, if I was someone different in the improv community, because it's through the brain of me as opposed to my dad. He's been around, he's seen improv, he's seen theater and stuff like that.
He's
and
jaded.
I've been accosted by many more
he's
people
jaded,
on the street.
He's scarred.
Jaded, he's scarred, he's given up on life in general. I know how it goes.
Well, and you know how improvisers are when they're not improvising. So, of course, when we get in there, the opening party, it's like, hey, we're covering the bar tab until the tab runs out. So everyone's drinking, and here's the 14-year-old who's just walked in.
I'm just sitting in the corner admiring all the people stumbling. It was great. And so we go into the first show, and it's a pretty small room, and there's this lovely couple of two people. I don't think they were married or anything.
No,
were they?
They
were just friends.
They're just improv friends.
One was Turkish, I think, and one was Italian.
Correct.
And they would do their thing, and it was really cool to see, because they came from these two parts of the world to do it, to do their thing at San Francisco. And there's a certain story that my dad might like to tell later, that he had an experience in the audience of that. The first night was super cool, and then the second night was too. The second night was the one we performed, right?
No, we performed on the third night.
Yeah, I knew that. That was a test. So the second night was cool. Everyone was great. And everyone was super nice and welcoming there, the people in the theater. But on the third night, it was super cool. We were paired up with this group named Jetso. We are a real father and son. They are a team who plays a father and son. And it was just great chemistry throughout the whole night. Everyone played off of each other really well. There was no jerky audience members. There's usually like one, but there really wasn't on this one.
And yeah, it
was
festival overall crowds are usually experience. Pretty good.
Yeah, because they're there to see improv, you know.
Yeah, and so the group that Carter mentioned on the first night, they're called Eurotrash. Mm. And you can find their performance at the festival on YouTube. It's worth looking up. They're just adorable. They start out their set talking in their native languages, which neither one understands each other.
Oh, nice.
So there's just it's a very visual act because they're having to communicate through movement and actions. And then eventually they start talking some English to each other. But they were super nice, and it was a great start to the festival. And yeah, it was really cool to be playing with some of the people from the big San Francisco houses, improv houses. A bunch of people from LA had come up. The headliner on the night that we played was Craig Kakowski and his wife, and Craig is an improviser. He also is a regular on the Drunk History
Right.
program, and now I feel like having performed the same night as Craig Kakowski, who was on Community, that I'm 1 degree from Dan Harmon.
Yeah, 1 degree. If you're gonna, that makes you more a better comedian just by being.
Well, or hopefully one step closer to getting a voiceover gig on Rick and Morty.
Whatever you can do. That's really important. So, okay, so are you thinking, this is something I want to do again or never again? It sounds like it was a positive experience.
I don't know, I loved it. It was super cool seeing all of these people work together because they all have one thing in common that we all know of. We all do improv. And it was really cool to just be in that setting and see everyone work together and compliment each other after the shows and just even the talks that went on in the green room backstage were just all great, and I just loved the experience.
Awesome.
Yeah, and it's been interesting raising Carter around improv because, with improv audiences, he and the suggestions that they sometimes creatively provide, he learned a number of terms and perhaps devices and things at an earlier age than I might have been comfortable with. But at the same time, improv people, like by nature, are so supportive.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, improv kind of stinks. Right. Yeah. Exactly. Right. And so I'm really happy that he is meeting so many people from that community as he navigates. He made it through middle school alive, and now he heads into high school drama.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good place for him to be outside of that.
Mm. I'm really interested too. Like since we talked, it's been a year and a half. Mm-hmm. What's your experience as a teenager in the improv community? What is it like for you? I mean, obviously, a majority of the people you're dealing with are all older than you. They're all adults, or a majority of them are adults. So what's that like being to be a part of that community with them, an equal with them, but still in all other senses, mm-hmm. people will treat you not an equal, but mm-hmm. like in this, within the community, you are an equal.
That's a great question. When I started improv theater, like comedy, I think I was looked at more as just like the kid, like while I was trying to perform more and like get more out there, I think people did look at me as the kid. But after a few years, it's been great because the groups that I am associated with are all welcoming people, and like Unexpected Productions has been great. They've always let me perform at duos and things like that. And the coolest thing that I probably did with Unexpected Productions was their classes. And you're supposed to be, what, 18 to take those?
16.
16? Okay, so I was 12 at this time, and because I had been doing duos, and, like, they liked the act that I was doing. And that was where my dad and I originally got the idea for our format, because we started doing it there, and we did it more and more. But anyway, they had seen me there, and they had said, okay, this kid seems pretty mature, so we'll let him take the classes. And so I went up all the way through 500, and not a single person, like, doubted, like, the whole, hey, he's a kid, what's he doing here, I don't want him in my class kind of thing. They never did that, and it was just a really great experience. And the first theater I was ever really associated with that I had a place to perform at with East Side Story, the other group I'm in, it was the Pocket Theater, and it was just so cool because everyone was very just chill about it and, like, looked at me as more of an improviser than a kid. And I just think it's really cool that people are so accepting. And once again, the one thing that everyone who is in those theaters have in common is improv.
Right.
And that's, it shouldn't be, you shouldn't be looked at differently by age or ethnicity or whatever people want to judge you for. It's, you're there to make people laugh and have fun, you know?
Right. And that's, we all want to just play. We just want to have, yeah, more people to play with.
Exactly.
I mean, that's a big thing. It's like, oh, you want to play too? Come on.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. That's everybody, everything I've definitely seen around, at least around Seattle for sure, and when I was in San Jose, there's just this attitude of, oh, you want to play too? Oh, come on, let's do this. So that's great that that's is actually your experience, because mm-hmm. of course I came into improv as an adult, and so I've never gotten to see it from that experience.
Yeah.
But I have kids who, if I can get them less afraid of being in front of people, I will try and do some of this stuff with them, because I would just like to play improv with them too, so they can.
Yeah. Well, and when you start out as a kid, you get a lot of leeway, because it's like, oh, look, there's a kid up on stage doing improv.
Mm-hmm.
And Carter had that advantage when we started, because you know, I came out there and I was 2 feet taller than him, and you know, here's this little kid. Oh, look, he's doing okay in a duo. But you know, over the summer, Carter's gone from an inch shorter than me to 2 inches taller. Now he, you know, he's about to turn 15, but he looks about 17.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he's actually got to get by on his talent, and he can't just pull off the cute thing.
It's a pain. I have to try now.
Yeah. It's always easier to not try too hard, yeah, but
no, he's kidding. He's always, yeah. You started acting classes at what? Seven.
Seven.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
So this is definitely a goal for him.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
I've always enjoyed just, like, making people smile no matter like what platform that's through. I just believe that sometimes, like, you don't know what type of day the person's having. So, like, even if you can make them laugh for, like, even 15 seconds of their day, you never know how much that could, like, cheer them up or change the outcome of their day. And I love the art because it does that for people, you know?
And he's so ridiculously funny that when he's trying to annoy me at home and just literally doing things that tick me off, I can't help but laugh. Oh. And I tell him, Carter, stop it. And he won't stop because he sees me laughing. And he's like, oh, no, Dad must be enjoying this. I'm like, no, really, stop. But I'm cracking up because he's being such a
See, the thing is, there's, like, times where I'm just messing with you, and I know that you have, like, work to do, but, like, you do laugh, and you've pointed out that, like, it's just your instinct to laugh before, so I'm like, you can't actually be mad, you're laughing, what do you mean?
That's great. Feeling the household tensions and how laughter can keep you from killing each other. That's
exactly
nice.
Yes.
So what else has been going on? For some reason I have it in my head, mm-hmm. that you guys took a break for a while, but am I wrong about this?
I don't think we really took a break. I think we changed our format, and we in the process of doing that, I think we stopped shows for a little bit.
Yeah, and not for too long. School too. So.
Yeah, I had to work on school and stuff like that. And
pish posh.
Yeah.
What about whatever school? We got improv. We got people to entertain, Dad.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're back at it and stronger than ever.
It's cyclical. Like, we do duos and open mic kind of things in the summer, but those run a little late to do when you have to be at high school, 7:40 in the morning?
Yeah, 7:35.
So we have a little more opportunity in the summer months than the rest of the year.
Definitely. Yeah.
So what, I saw you again here tonight at Cast of One, which was really cool to see you again. And once again, seeing you, I found it interesting that one of the sort of ways that really seems to work for you is the reversal of roles as a constant on stage. It's like, mm-hmm. Carter's the dad, you get to play the kid. Mm-hmm. Is that a constant, or have I only seen that twice and that's just what's happened?
It tends to come up in most shows. Yeah.
I think originally our thing was... Okay, ever since we took the pictures for Next Generation Gap, we did our photo shoot, and my dad had jeans and a t-shirt on. I was wearing a button-up and a blazer and nice pants. So it had kind of like, it had always been like the role reversal of me being like the professional one and him being the kind of like just the nerdy, like funny guy, you know? And then... that had just kind of been the way it was portrayed. And then we got on stage and we found it was like, it was kind of funny to have me do my like output on what I think, or at least what I would portray back in the day, quote unquote, what it was like for him back then. And I think it's just been that way ever since, not even like intentionally. It's just kind of happened.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. I have an advantage here because I have been both 14 and 52.
Whereas you have?
Yes, but long ago. I do remember it.
Like dinosaurs.
By the way,
stuff.
You may not see the pictures on the website if you're just downloading this. He's wearing a Devo shirt.
Yeah.
So yep. there's some quality age on this guy. So
yeah, so I have lived both. But yeah, I mean, it's fun because we're obviously playing how we perceive the other person. And, most people don't get a chance to stand in front of their parent or child and essentially make fun of them.
Yeah, and I know being in the audience, like tonight, I could both from myself and just from the rest of the audience really sense that they really got a kick out of, it's one of those things where there's a tension there that you can sense, and the audience just loves the tension. They're like, ooh, he's kind of, it's like, it feels like you're making fun of each other, but you're obviously just comfortable with doing it. And from an audience perspective, it's like, I wonder what's going to happen. Ooh, but you guys are totally comfortable with it. That's
really
cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because the thing is, like, we it's all in love. We mess around with each other on stage. And like one of the things I've gotten off stage is like, dang, I wish I had a type of relationship like that with my dad. And I was like, did you mean the type we portrayed in the improv, or like doing improv together? Because I don't think you want your dad screaming at you on stage, you know? So it's been really cool because I think there's not a lot of platforms that are like this that just show a father and son like doing this type of stuff, like you said, just kind of making fun of each other and like poking at each other on stage.
Yeah, and Carter mentioned like playing around with other formats and stuff, and we've done some experimentation, but we kind of keep coming back to it because the audiences do tend to like that, having parents and children themselves. But also, it's kind of good therapy.
Yeah, a little bit.
Good improv therapy. Yeah. Jimmy Crane would be proud. Okay, well, we're coming near 1 o'clock in the morning here, and so I do like to kind of try and wrap up around then. So with that said, is there anything you guys have coming up that you would like to let people know about?
Why, yes, Daryl.
Oh, my goodness.
We are going to be playing at Jet City Improv's Guest Fest with a number of other really cool groups on Thursday, September the 21st at 8 p.m.
Guest Fest at Jet City Improv.
Yeah. Correct.
Nice. Yeah. Very, very exciting. That sounds, I mean... Jet City always has such a good connection to the community and pulls in a lot of stuff. I highly recommend seeing anytime you've got some of their stuff.
Yeah, I mean, Seattle's such an awesome place, and we were so psyched to be here because it's our first time playing on the comedy sports stage.
Oh, yeah.
And, nice. Yeah. And nice. So, unfortunately, we can't plug that show because it just happened about an hour ago.
Yes.
But
that makes it very difficult. Yeah. Get in your time machines and go back and watch Cast of One.
Yes.
Yeah, God. Super cool audience, and we had so much fun. So I just want to throw in a quick thank you to Comedy Sports for having us tonight.
Yes, yeah.
As we plug our appearance at a different theater,
that's fine. You know, I've had so many people from Jet City on this podcast, so I in no way have any problem with them at all.
Yeah.
So as you two may remember, we at the end of the show like to end with misattributed quotes, where we attribute some sort of quote from history, movies, song lyrics, whatever, to somebody other than who actually said it for comedic purposes. So with that said, I'll give you time to think of your misattributed quote while I remind the audience of a few things I said quite often earlier today. One is, remember that you can follow us on Twitter at AfterPartyHosts. You can follow me at Diakra. I forgot, but I'll give them a chance to say it when we get to their misattributed quotes, their Twitter handles and whatnot. Facebook, you can just look up Seattle After Party. Instagram, all one word, Seattle After Party. Website, seattleafterparty.com, and that's got our contact page. And, of course, you can help us out by becoming a patron on our Patreon page, patreon.com/DarylDucharme. If you're not ready to become a patron yet, just follow that page so that you can see all the stuff that comes out and find out about it. So now, Denny, are you ready with a misattributed quote?
I am.
Okay, before we get started, how can people follow you on the interwebs?
The best place to find us is on the Facebook. Where you can find us at Next Gen Gap, facebook.com/NextGenGap.
Okay.
You can also do that on Twitter with twitter.com/NextGenGap.
Ah.
And there might even occasionally be an update on that one.
All right. Yep. I understand how hard it can be to constantly update multiple places. All right, so let's get your misattributed quote.
All right, well, I kind of had you in mind with this one, Daryl, because I know you're a Doctor Who fan.
This is true.
So my quote is, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Mm.
And that was said by Bill Potts.
Oh, nice.
Doctor Who's companion, yes.
Very, very nice. I like that. Very well done. Okay. Garter, do you have anything to add for how you can follow you and Twitters and Instagrams and stuff?
You can follow my personal account on Instagram at LLLLCarter, LLLL, four L's at the beginning and back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's just my personal account.
Oh, okay, so we can do that. So what's your misattributed quote?
Remember, these are just for fun, just comedic purposes. You don't have
I'm
to
totally judging you right now with
that's
that
fine.
Kind of setup.
I think
it's
my
fine.
Parenting's about to get judged.
No, it's not bad. I just don't want people mad at me for a politics joke. Ooh. I said, I love the way you lie by every Trump supporter ever. I'm sorry.
All right, I have judged you,
dope.
But it doesn't matter. Okay, and of course me, I have a misattributed quote, and I love music. So my misattributed quote is, I've seen a million faces, and I've rocked them all. That was said by Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Ah, nice. Get it.
Okay, with that, that has been the Seattle After Party. Thank you for listening. Make sure to follow us on all the places in the verse, and we will see you in future episodes of the Countdown to 100. Yay!
Yay!
I'm going to do a cartwheel.